You're listening to the A Fortunate Man with MS podcast. I'm your host, Jack Greenman. This podcast is a chapter-by-chapter reading of my brother Gil's book, A Fortunate Man with MS. It tells the story of one person with multiple sclerosis, a very fortunate person. If you've recently been diagnosed with MS or have lost hope, Gil and I want this podcast to inspire you to take just one more walk, go to one more workout, move one step away from despair, and strive for one more day to make sense of this strange, often terrible, and occasionally fortunate presence of MS in our lives. Enjoy. Get Busy Living. First posted on June 22nd, 2017. Please call me ASAP, read the text from my neurologist. This could not be good news. I had recently enjoyed the 2 hours of thumping, clanging, and claustrophobia that is my yearly MRI. As an extra treat, the newbie tech stuck me twice before his more senior counterpart intervened with a perfect entry. Unfortunately, I did not see my doctor's 8:30 p.m. text until the following morning, waking me up to fear and frantic texting to her. She is a friend and fellow MS board member, which is why she has my cell phone and texts me. She wrote that she was in the airport and would call me after she got through security. I stared at the phone for half an hour until she rang. Gil, I wanted to get to you before you saw the MRI report on the patient portal. It says you have 3 new active lesions, but I don't read it that way. If comfort could be colder than ice, that would have been mine at this moment. She went on to explain that some of the lesions look more like blood vessels to her. The conclusion was that there was only 1 new active lesion, a small one, in a space where there have been lesions before. Lesions are the enemy. They leave the scars or sclerosis that cause all the trouble. My image of it is that someone is burning a lit cigarette into my brain or spinal cord. If one is in a brand new location, that could bring new symptoms like pain or blindness. We have limited measures to extinguish the cigarette. It will play out over time, but the effects can be catastrophic. I used to infuse with steroids, but eventually this caused osteoporosis. If I fall, I fracture. So for the first time, I am infusing intravenous immunoglobulin. This treatment is used for a number of diseases affecting the immune system. My understanding of it is a plasma-based immunobooster. I will try anything once, even though it involves 5 days of 3-hour infusions. So far, so good. In August, I will add the new drug, Ocrevus, which has shown promise. My wife Lisa and I have our 50th birthdays this year. There will be much celebrating. I recently rewatched the movie Shawshank Redemption and recalled its famous line, "We are getting busy living, not busy dying." Please join us.